Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert, first off, we are hearing that the Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone may soon resign, and your initial thoughts on that?
I have heard that Bishop Malone's resignation is imminent, and I am rejoicing in it. It's been too long in coming. Evidently, Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio's, perhaps his investigation, unveiled new reports or new accusations against Bishop Malone. It's clear that most of the Diocese of Buffalo does not want Richard Malone as their bishop, and hopefully he has now seen the light and will submit or has submitted his resignation to Pope Francis.
With a resignation, what will this mean for the Buffalo Diocese moving forward? Will there be progress will there be more healing for victims of abuse?
Well, you know, we're not sure even if his successor would be any better, because as we know, the bishops in general have not done a good job in monitoring the clergy sexual abuse scandal. However, the fact that every time a bishop leaves, there is the possibility that newness and new life can be generated in the diocese. So it means that the victims in Buffalo will finally have their say and will be acknowledged that their call for his resignation, you know, has been accepted, and they should feel good about that. And hopefully their recovery and their healing will be better facilitated with Bishop Malone no longer there.
And with new leadership, once Bishop Malone's resignation becomes official, what must the new leadership at the Buffalo Diocese do to help the healing process for the victims?
Well, the first thing is to tell the truth. We know that the problem with Bishop Malone was that he did not tell the truth. When we asked for his resignation way back in 2018 in March, it was because he said there were 42 credibly accused priests in Buffalo, and we found out that that number was at least 60, and then it went up to 100. Now it's up around 180. And we know the cases of Father Art Smith and Father Bob Yetter and Father Jeffrey Nowak and various cases like that proved that Bishop Malone was not being open, honest, and transparent. So the new man must be a man of truth, and the people in Buffalo must be told the truth, because right now their antenna is up. If anybody does not tell them the truth, then they're going to ask him to leave as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.